All right.
I'm in airplane mode. I don't need no drama.
Oh, yeah. And you're listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 71, with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie Ann.
Yo, boy, Brother Jay.
Yay, yay.
Hey.
What's up, Brother Jay? How you feeling off of that Jose Cuervo?
Oh, I am feeling amazing.
Man.
I'm feeling amazing. And thanks for asking. How are you, Sister Ann?
I'm doing pretty good. Just kicking back and I'm chilling.
Oh, that's
We've
good.
Been sitting here actually just chopping it up for a minute before we had El Boogie hit record.
Right.
And we just, you know, that's how we do sometimes.
Yeah, you know.
It's the beginning of the week, and we're just talking about some things that we had going on already on Monday. And you know, what's the rest of the week hold? I don't know. What you got going on for the rest of the week, Brother Jay?
Oh, man. Well, shoot, here in the state of California, you know, tomorrow's the last day in terms of getting people, making sure that they are enrolled and have their insurance and stuff like that. So I will be slammed trying to make sure that our fellow Californians are covered and that type of thing. There's some music ministries and whatnot I'm assisting with, so you know, make sure I had some music prepared for those people. You know what I didn't get a chance to share with you is that I'm also preparing to do a little bit of vocals that I'm rendering this upcoming Thursday to California Legislative Black Caucus. They have their breakfast every year. So all these public elected officials are there, and they usually have a keynote speaker.
Okay.
And they have a keynote speaker this year as well. Turns out that the keynote speaker will be Reverend Al Sharpton.
What?
Yes.
Really?
So yeah, okay. I will be this Thursday coming up rendering about 3 joint selections.
Okay. Nice.
You know, nice little budget for your guy. And Brother Joe Archie, shout out to him, he will be on the keys. So
okay. Where is it? Is this a secret location?
No, this will be at the Scottish Rites Masonic Hall on J Street.
Oh yeah,
downtown.
Okay.
Starting the year off pretty good in terms of, you know, trying to, you know, make good on things and also being considered. That's an honor. I'm humbled. Mm-hmm. I'm humbled for that opportunity.
You said 3 songs?
Three.
3 songs. Yeah. You picked them out already?
Oh, well, there's some themes they want to go with it.
Okay.
So, you know,
cool.
You know, did you want to know what the songs are? Or are we gonna just? I ain't gotta go through all that. I can tell you what they are.
Okay, you don't have to. We could talk about that.
Yeah, you know, some nice little covers that they would like.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be very uplifting. So I'm feeling good and at the same time lightweight nervous. You know, lightweight nervous, but
that's a good thing. Yeah. If you weren't feeling nervous, something would be wrong.
Yeah.
You should feel a little nervous about that kind of thing because you want to do your best.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I may do a quick live Instagram before I get on a mic. I will not probably try to record that. I'll be probably too nervous and self-conscious.
Somebody might record
you. Yeah. I'll be prepared for, you know, I'll be ready for, you know.
Go on and flex on the Brother Jay game.
Yeah.
Get it.
Rehearsals and stuff. You know, I think I'm going to be assisting Mia Asia. We had her as a guest.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Mia Asia.
Yeah, so I think there's a show she got coming up in a couple weeks where she's going to be doing some live things.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, you know, getting prepped for that. And, just trying to get it together. It's one of those a little bit busier weeks. How about yourself, though? How about your week? How's that looking?
For me, well, Monday's always my day off, so I'm usually running some errands or doing something around the house. Today, just took Kalia to her dentist appointment, and then we had lunch, you know, nothing crazy.
Uh-huh.
Nothing crazy. It was a cool mother-daughter day.
That's good. Those are needed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dropping gems.
You know, I was thinking about whether or not I want to talk to her about this whole R. Kelly stuff. Not to go too deep into this because we talked about it enough on the last episode. But I did watch Red Table Talk, the first part.
Huh.
And Jada and her mom and her daughter, they were all on there together and they were talking about it.
Wow.
And she felt that it was really important to kind of involve her daughter in that, which I really, you know, respect that. And they even brought one of the women on there that was on the documentary.
Whoa.
Yeah. So they talked about a lot. And I was just like, you know, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea to have some of these conversations with her, with Kalia. She just turned 17.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Where's the time going?
Yeah, I know, right?
You did not say that.
Yeah, she just turned 17.
Lord Jesus, I'll still be like hugging on like she 11 or 12.
Me too.
But and that's just going to always, it's always going to just feel that way to me. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm talking to almost like Goo Goo Gaga almost. Yeah. Like, hey, how you doing?
Well, because Kalia, she still does have a certain a bit of innocence about
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, she still is, I mean, a growing girl. I'm not going to be ignorant to the fact that there's some things that she's going to be dealing with, right. You know. So I just want to keep those lines of communication wide
absolutely.
Open so she continues to feel comfortable enough, you know, to talk to me about some, like, you know, why is this or what is this and
right.
How should I be feeling about this and, you know, I want to make sure we can talk about those things. So
yeah, that makes sense. And it's weird, and I know we're not beating a dead horse, it just seems like there's still fallouts that's happening behind this whole R. Kelly thing.
Yeah.
To where
what
damn, you know.
It's crazy.
Damn, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into the Dame Dash thing a little bit later.
I do want
to talk a little bit about that. But first, before I go any further, I did want to say rest in peace to the officer. You know about Officer Natalie Corona?
Yes, yes. I've seen on the news quite a bit.
Davis, California. Only 22 years old, baby.
Condolences to the family.
Condolences to the family.
Prayers lifted up, for sure.
And they did ID the gunman. Hold on, I was reading about this earlier. Yeah, you know, she... there's some employees in Davis, a company that I work for. I'm going to go to... deep into that, but that knew her.
Oh.
And I had seen just like a few posts and stuff about her and just the amazing woman that she was. So it's just it's just so sad.
Right. I think there was a sister too. God. Maybe not in this area, but there was a young sister that was in law enforcement as well. But back to, I don't want to take it off of Officer Corona.
Yeah, so real quick, so this is the dude. See him?
Yes. Right.
His name is Kevin Douglas Limbaugh. He was 48 years old.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
And they found him. They killed him. Himself.
And then, then he took his own life during a standoff with the police. He rode up on a bicycle. She was at a traffic stop, a routine traffic stop. I'm like, what is going on, man?
Right.
And this crazy man. Oh my gosh. Yeah,
it's not cool.
And then took his own life. But like we said, condolences to the family of Natalie Corona. Only 22 years old.
Just goes to show, you know, it's like it's certainly a reminder that we, you know, already know it's a serious, you know, sacrifice to take a job like that. And you know, it's so undeserving.
Man.
So undeserving. In the end, we do applaud and embrace law enforcement. You know, they are here to keep the peace and they are here to protect and serve. And it's horrible when tragedy is done that way, and people are so messed up in the head to where they just can't seem to view law enforcement in a positive light.
Right.
So,
man,
still have work to do as a humanity.
Right.
To get to a better place. It shouldn't take all that. Or I don't say all that. It shouldn't, you know, you just never know what a person is going through, I guess. And certainly I'm not sympathizing with this killer, but
right.
Or murderer, but geez.
And obviously some mental health issues.
Absolutely.
Like we can't stop talking about.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What else is in the news? Oh, the government shutdown. Day 24. Longest in history, because, you know, there's been shutdowns before.
Right.
In the past.
Right.
You know, with everyone from Bill Clinton to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Even
mm-hmm.
before that, way back to, I think, in the 70s. I was just kind of browsing, reading about that earlier. But never has there been one for this long.
Right.
For something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a...
For for your president throwing a temper tantrum.
Somebody's president.
For his lack of support. Oh. I say that to you all the time. You're president. They'd be like, you're not mine.
Right. Yeah, no.
But, you know, I was reading how the shutdown threatens housing funds for low-income senior citizens.
That's crazy.
You know, or anyone that is on that. Section 8, right?
Right, right.
Because if your rent is being subsidized and, like, say 75% of it is being paid for by the government and they're shut down, what does that mean for these people, for these families?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And take it one step further, because we started talking about the dinner that... that Trump had at the White House.
Oh, that's bananas, and I didn't know.
We're going to tell you the menu in a minute, but the shutdown affects workers in the White House because they're furloughed. So basically the whole team that would have catered this dinner that he had for the football team, the Clemson football team.
Right, right.
None of them were working.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. It's ridiculous.
And I say freeze or not, that's just... that's horrible on just a couple of levels, because it's hard for me to believe that as an administration, even with these services, that there's some access that you have or some kind of fundage, or there's something you have to where you could cater something.
Mm-hmm.
You could contract out something in lieu of, you know, these are, especially in the sport of football, not to go too far down the rabbit hole, but that's a brutal sport.
Right.
And these young kids are giving their everything, playing through pain, maybe even injury,
right,
to achieve this, you know, quote unquote championship, competing at the highest level, and you come and feed them.
And see, okay, this is what this was the menu: McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and also some pizza from somewhere. This guy's like, I think that would be their favorite food, so we'll see what happens.
Wow.
The picture in there is just like these nice plates and all these boxes of burgers and filet of fish and shit is lined up. And this man is crazy. Oh my gosh. That's what you're feeding these college football players. You are a mess.
Unbelievable.
But that's his favorite food. And he's going to say, we have some very large people that like eating, so I think we're going to have a little fun. It's for fucking man.
Unbelievable. Couldn't even do Subway or nothing.
Right. Something a little bit healthier.
Right.
Come on, man.
It's like if you're going bottom of the barrel. No disrespect to the fast food industries.
And it's as much of the executive resident staff who are ordinarily responsible for catering such receptions are either furloughed because of the government shutdown or at home because of the federal government snow closure. Because they've got all that snow
right
in Washington, D.C.
Unbelievable.
Man.
Wonder, is Trump eating Big Macs every night?
Probably. Probably.
It's hard for me to believe that he don't have steak and lobster or something.
He mixes it up a little bit, but he doesn't look like
turf.
He fuck up a Big Mac.
Absolutely, yeah. He doesn't look like he's really paying attention to his health. Like,
no.
Any given day.
I doubt it. No, his Melania is definitely no Michelle Obama.
No.
She was all about health
right,
and everything. And just like, wow, man.
Yeah. Probably ain't seen a garden and or some vegetables. Who knows? When's the last time you seen it? Some vegetables.
Oh, man.
On a regular salad.
Mm-mm.
That's,
yeah, that's crazy. What else are we going to talk about?
What do you do? Woo, 2020 can't get here fast enough.
You know, I wonder how many of his supporters or people that voted for him and felt like that he was the best man for the job. Are there any of y'all that are actually out there like, man, I fucked up. Like, I see him for who he really is. And I mean, are some of the things that he's doing affecting you and your family, like the government shutdown or anything? I mean, are you guys really like in 2020?
There might be some parents of them Clemson football players.
I know, right?
What did we do?
I know.
I didn't have my boy give his heart and soul and bleed for the sport, and he then got fed McDonald's in the White House.
Yeah, so I would love to hear from some of those people, because you hear right. from the people that have been like anti-Trump from the start, and then you hear from his supporters that feel like no matter what he does, that they ride for him.
Right.
What about the people that are like, okay, like my eyes are open now, and like, no, I can't rock with him no more. I want to hear from those people.
Right.
They don't want to speak up. They yeah. don't want to say nothing.
Yeah, that's got to be.
They don't want to say nothing.
That's got to be some humble pie right there.
Yeah, but you know what? It's fine. You ain't got to say nothing. Just in 2020, don't vote for him.
Right.
That's why you
let your
do.
Vote be your voice.
Let your vote be your voice. Yeah. That, thank you, Brother Jay. Yeah.
I'm here all night.
Yeah.
well, technically, I'm not, but yeah. Feel free to use whatever you need.
Oh, my goodness. You know, before we go back into some of this news stuff, I want to talk about a little something. Let's see how I can be as PC as possible when we touch on this.
All right.
What brought us to talk about this earlier off the mic was we were talking about Joe Budden and his fiance Sin Santana, which we'll talk a little bit more about the Joe and right. and Zaha later. But I guess there was some old podcast or something that resurfaced that Sin was on with Angela Yee that said something to the effect where she said something about black men preferring Latina women and treating them better than black women because, you know, us black women have attitude problems and stuff like that. Now, she didn't say that word for word verbatim, but she said something to the effect of black men treating Latina women better than black women.
Right.
And as if it was for good reason, and people started, you know, going in on her right. on the internet.
Right.
And
can only imagine the hell she caught.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. And she was like, you know, I was a young bird when I said that, you know, and you do have to allow people room to grow and stuff, you know, like
right.
I ain't mad, and she ain't the first nor the last to say something like that, because like we always, as a black woman, I can say from experience that I've dealt with like several just like stereotypes and assumptions about, you know, who I am and my character and my mouth or whatnot, even when I know that I'm not going there like I could go there. But there's something that just some people that don't know no better, they take this one little thing about you and say, oh, all black women, they all loud and yeah. they all ghetto and they all crazy. And yeah, so Brother Jay, what yeah. we started to talk about a little bit, what have you, because I know you had a coworker once that kind of she felt that way, like she bought into that narrative.
Right, yeah.
Then, but then you hit her with some
knowledge. I hit her with a whole different approach that I probably felt that she didn't consider or had coming in. Hispanic young lady, and I think she was expecting a particular kind of reaction, and I think also as a jab too, and just sort of seeing how I was able to deal with it. And it was to ask me, she was like maybe saying that some neighbors of hers or whatever predominantly of African-American women that was residents there, and asked me how come all black girls have attitudes. And I couldn't believe here I am in a workplace, this is like a federal spot too, you gotta take hair samples, you know, to do testing to get this job.
Oh wow.
And here I am dealing with someone with a mentality like this. Mm-hmm. And I was like when you say black woman, what I envision is, and I started naming women like, you know, Harriet Tubman, Madam C.J. Walker, and you know, the president of Essence, and
right.
you know, your Oprah Winfrey's,
right.
and you know, and
Michelle Obama,
you know, things to that nature. And as I'm starting to name these names and stuff or whatever, you know, then she was like, you know, I am so sorry. I apologize. I am
apologize
so sorry.
For my ignorance.
Right. Cause
my
it's like
assumptions in my stereo.
Cause I was just like, you know, you got to really take in the consideration, you know, what is your experience? And I knew in my heart of hearts that she knew that really wasn't all, you know,
right.
you're just sitting here trying to, you know, throw some kind of rock and then hide your hand.
Right.
And
yeah, she was trying to get a reaction out of you for sure.
Right.
One way or the other.
And she had completely got schooled in the sense that, you know, there's just way too much brilliance and richness and elegance. And truth is, there's richness in everyone's culture.
Absolutely.
Right? And you know, but don't sit here and try to play me. Mm-mm. You know, in terms of there isn't richness in our own.
Right.
So, you know, that was the lesson, you know, she had gotten. Really, she should have really been in HR on that. You know, but
she's lucky that she did get somebody calling HR on her.
Right. But I had to school her and let her know I'm beyond, you know, a lack of a better phrase, some love and hip hop definition of what the black woman is supposed to be. You know, let me let you know the real deal.
It's funny that you say that because sometimes, you know, that's why, even though I watch some of those shows sometimes for entertainment, but then I find myself getting tired of some of it for that very reason, because of how we're portrayed.
Right.
And so people that don't know any better or haven't really been around, you know, around us, They think, okay, that's what it is. When there's just like, oh, the spectrum is so wide. I mean, like, just like you said, there's richness in every culture.
Yes.
So, like, for you to just see that little snapshot, well, you could see that with what you call your trailer park, your trailer trash, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could see it in every different race. But I do sometimes just say, oh, every time I watch it, it's y'all fighting and throwing drinks on each other.
Like, right.
You know, that's they think that's all it is. That's all we are.
Right. Right. And yeah, and that's, it's crazy. It's like you have to dig hard to see the different layers that exist and that's there, and which is more the norm than throwing drinks on each other at lunch, you know, or whatever situation. Right. Right.
They
watch Blackish, you know, from time
Black-ish,
to time.
Grown-ish.
You know,
yeah.
There's some other
watch
shows
some other
out
stuff.
There. You know, it's crazy, but
I hate it though, because I hate when I feel like that I have to almost walk on eggshells or be like extra, you know, like the opposite of that. And anytime I feel myself in my head like that, I'm like, oh, you got you fucked up, Anne, because you just need to just be you.
Right.
But, you know, just because of so many years of being just like looked at a certain kind of way, or if I am strong on my stance about something, I feel like I get the stamp of the angry black woman thing or something like that. And it's like, damn, will I ever escape this? How can I not just like, if I know what I'm talking about and I'm proving my point and I'm strong and respectful and all of that, why do you have to feel some kind of way? That sounds like it's your problem, not mine.
Right. And also, you know, stigma on the man of color too. Try not to be the angry black man.
Right.
All these different things. Even and I know you can't really equate reality to TV or anything, but even I remember in the last thing in Power, when they was talking about trying to get through the court, and I remember there was the brother attorney talking to Ghost and trying to create these different scenarios and try to play it off like, you know, they're trying to paint you as the angry black man, so you know you won't have any credibility. And, and it's interesting that even in today's times, even though that is not reality, that's still an emotion and sort of something used, and then it's a false belief. It's a false reality that you know, we're just as human, people of color are just as reasonable, just as logical, just as mild mannered. But you know, there are a lot of things historically done to where you aren't allowed the same room to advance. And it's just sometimes there's just a ways to go in humanity. You know, you just need things to be fair. Sort of like I think I heard Roland Martin say, there was a great speech, not a speech, a certain way that Jesse Jackson Sr. had painted a picture. And he said, reason why you see people of color excel so well in sports, because that's a place where the rules are the same for everyone. You know. And so, you know, if the court is 45 feet long and the rim is 10 feet high, the same place everywhere you go, you feel really got a fair shot of winning it. But you like, when it comes to politics and the game of life, you know, it's 45 feet for the white people and it's 85 feet for the black people. It's 10 feet high for the white people and 45 feet high for the black people. So we go train and do what we got to do, then come back and is able to adjust. Then they, when we come back, then it's 50 feet high instead of 45 feet.
Right.
Then we train, come back, and then it's like, oh, we lowered it back to 10 feet like it's ours, and now we overshooting the shot.
That reminds me so. Of this video that I saw that was trying to explain white privilege to people, and they put everybody all at you know, a starting line to get ready to run this race, but then they let everybody white walk a whole bunch of steps forward,
right.
you already got a head start, you got this advantage. And it's funny because I think that there's so many people that still don't want to understand that is reality.
Like right.
That is what it is.
It's absolutely.
It really is.
Absolutely.
We're already behind. Like before we get started, like you way up here.
Right.
I'm back here having to work 3, 4, 5, 10 times as hard.
Right.
Just to get to where you're just automatically going to get and feel entitled to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, and in the end, you know, I think people of color and anyone just want a fair shot and a fair chance to be able to, you know, have their own. It isn't like, you know, the economy wouldn't even exist without people of color. That free labor created the cotton.
Right.
That cotton was the first to export that America was able to use to actually generate money to create other things. And, you know, come on. But I don't want to go too far down the rabbit hole.
We'll talk about that for a while.
But it's crazy, you know, how things can I don't know, be portrayed.
Yeah.
Be portrayed. And so but you know, we are people of love.
Yes, we are.
Kindness. We're innovative.
Love.
It's a wonderful thing. And hey, we love you out there from here, from the Lounge Talk Podcast. We love each and every one of you, no matter what color, what creed.
Absolutely.
It's all love here.
Thank you for rocking with us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Sometimes I just feel like we got to break down a couple things. For,
yeah.
You know.
Crazy.
Especially when it's been on my mind. I was just like, let me get this out.
Get it off your chest. Get it off your chest. You know, so many things happening here in the world, so we need to address them. We need to address them. You know?
Okay. Back to the music. Hold on. Okay. No, we mentioned Joe Budden. Let's go ahead and talk about that real quick. So,
oh, man.
You know,
I
watch his podcast
right. All
the time. Sometime I'll listen to it on Spotify and then go back and catch some of it on YouTube.
Right.
Boogie be like, what are you listening to? I know what you're listening to in the headphones. You're listening to Joe Budden. But Joe Budden is very intelligent, well-spoken.
Right.
I love his boys on there, Maul and Rory. And you could tell that he get on the motherfucking nerves because they be looking at him like, oh my god. But
need that balance.
It's a really good podcast. So on this last one on Saturday, they had started talking about how Sci-Hi, the Prince, like there was some
bars.
Kind of beef. And Sci-Hi, I love, he has bars.
Yeah, he's nice.
Actually, I was gonna play his I was going, hold on.
You need to appreciate some of his artistry there, right?
Let me put some on. I love Sci-Hi, right? And you know, I'm with Joe Budden, I'm a bigger fan of his podcast, I would be honest, than I was of his music. My daughter liked Pump It Up, but
hey man, this definitely was the joint back in the cut.
Yeah.
Shoot, that even made it to one of the NBA live.
Yeah, it was.
We used to play them games. I used to hate it. Like, oh shoot, they threw the shout out to Teyana Taylor though. That's the joint right there.
I know. I love this video.
Yeah.
I do.
That's hot.
Here goes some Sci-Hi. That's that. God bless your heart.
Appreciate it.
I don't know. Joe said some things and Sci-Hi said some things and Sci-Hi was like, you know, we can, you know, I got some bars for you, but what you got?
Right.
You know, whatever. I don't remember exactly what these brothers said, but man, Joe started going off on his podcast when this boy Ma was like, I'm just letting you know that Sci-Hi said that he want the smoke. You talking about any of these rappers want the smoke? He said that he do, but are you going to say that you are still retired? And I guess he kind of took it personal because he wanted his boys to have his back, just like, you know. He like, I shouldn't have to come on here and prove my pen.
Right.
He wanted them to be like, oh, Sci-Hi, you don't want no smoke with Joe. And they're like, we're not questioning your pen. We're just stating the facts that you saying if any of these rappers want to smoke, Sci-Hi already said he did.
Right.
So are you gonna get in the booth or what?
Ah.
And Joe was like, I'll shut the podcast down for 2 months. he don't want it with an MC of the caliber of mine, and rock. And he started, you know, he goes there. He had to take a break. You know, they had to punch in. He had to, like, you know, he was getting fired up.
Oh my goodness.
So he talking about actually, you know, having some bars for Sci-Hi. I want to hear this.
Oh yeah,
I want to hear. I hope he does, because, you know, Eminem, he wasn't trying to do it. What did he do? He went off on the podcast. I was like, Eminem don't want no. He started going off on him on the podcast. And people was like, come
joint
on,
like,
man.
Yo, hey, Eminem, we'll still give it to you.
Yeah.
You cut it out.
But people was like, okay, you can come out of retirement and do a song.
Right.
So he said he loves Sci-Hi to Prince, though. It was so funny because after he came back and calmed down, like, this brother may be having me so weak.
Yeah, he probably really thought about
that. Fan.
Like,
I'm a fan of Sci-Hi. But then he still was like, but he don't want no smoke. I want to see if he really go on ahead. It should not. And don't shut the podcast down for 2 months.
Right,
though.
Right. Don't try to furlough
these guys. I'm sounding like you listening to the lounge talk. Even his boy Rory was like, you ain't got, if you're an MC, you got to really shut down the podcast for 2 months.
Right.
No,
right.
You don't.
Yeah, right. You,
no,
unless you
don't.
Need to put a whole campaign
no,
together
don't.
To hide behind or something.
Unless wifey is on that ass because you already work too much.
Right, or something.
Just like, She's like, no, Joey. That Latina, she shit. Let
man.
Me stop. I'm not gonna talk shit about y'all. But that was fun. But I really like Sci-Hi the Prince, though.
Yeah, he's
I was
dope.
Bumping that album like for a minute. When
yeah,
I came
you
out
think
here,
you put
though.
Me up on him too? When I think about
yeah.
it,
yeah,
he's nice.
Dope.
So yeah, be careful, bud. Be careful.
I know.
Some of them young sharp whippersnappers now.
Yeah, because he was talking about J. Cole a few weeks ago on his podcast, where they were talking about some things that they want to hear from him.
Yeah.
And they're thinking that J. Cole must have heard the podcast, because they were critiquing him. They were like, okay, they were basically like, we like what you do on the features more than what you do on your album.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. So now he's confirmed to be working on, let's see, Revenge of the Dreamers 3 album. And there's a list of every major rapper and producer that's going to be working on that thing.
That shall be interesting.
With him. So.
That shall be interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder who he might be teaming up with.
Let me see. Let me scroll here, see if I can find it. Let's see. Da, 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 da.
Cole has Atlantic. Bars, though, to
oh,
wear.
Oh, I love
you
J. Cole. He's dope.
It's definitely.
So, Dreamville rappers are Lennox, Lute, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, Boss, and then Vince Staples and Wale are going to be on there.
Yeah.
Producers, Kenny Beats, Tay Keith, Needles, and Bink. I haven't heard of a lot of these people, so I'm actually...
Yeah, I have to do my homework. I'm trying to figure out. I think Needles and Bink I may have heard, but...
Let's see. So Wale...
Feel horrible.
Wale, Rick Ross, T.I. There's like a bunch of people in different rooms that we're working on.
Wow.
This stuff. So that's dope.
Yeah, dope. Be hard commercial. Be a hard commercial joint. Yeah, Cole, I feel, can carry his own, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, but so all of this that I'm scrolling here, you can see a bunch of
I'll
different.
Be damn.
Different,
okay.
Bunch of different
yeah.
Casts.
So you got probably a
Big Crit too.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be nice. Look forward to that. Look
yeah.
forward to that.
Most definitely.
So you think this may be the first segment? We may wrap the first segment up.
Yeah, we could take a breaky break. Break. You guys have been listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 71, with your girl Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie, and
your boy Brother J.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Lounge Talk, Lounge Talk. Oh, oh, oh. listening to the Lounge Talk Podcast, episode number 71, and Carter L. Boogie.
And your boy, Brother Jay.
Yeah, yeah. You know, anytime you see L. Boogie start bouncing like that and start flexing, you know he got a gig coming up.
That's one of them joints right
there. Yeah,
man.
It is.
Ooh, like, hey.
So, whose reunion is it again, Boogie? Laguna? Yeah. That's what's going on this coming Saturday that he's going to be doing. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I don't know if I might tag along. Sometimes I tag along to those things. Sometimes I don't.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm going to head live a little bit.
So, did you?
Stretch your legs out. Shake a tail feather.
Yeah, I used to all the time. Now I'd be like, yeah, okay, yeah, babe, I'll be here. Okay, I have a plate for you.
I dig it. Hey, I ain't mad. Hey, sometimes as you get seasoned, being at the joint, that's the ish.
That is
that beats.
Man, it beats a lot of that being out there.
The living room to yourself?
Stuff, shoot, right? Hey,
the living room to yourself goes up at least 500 points.
On my comfy new couch covers?
I'm trying to tell you.
Finding something to watch? Netflix. Yeah, you ain't lying. Shoot. Oh, Brother Jay, did you know that there's going to be a Bad Boys 3 and they started filming today? Will Smith confirmed it on his
I caught that. So that's dope. Is there going to be a Coming to America 2 going on?
Yeah. Yes, I saw that too.
Yeah, that's going to be some good reboots.
I saw that too. Like the whole cast.
Yeah.
Is coming back for
I'm
that.
Excited. So, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to both of those. You know, because sometimes, like, you know, I don't know if they can really top what they did, but I think these might actually be.
Right. It's overdue. Especially just for, I think, that generation of moviegoers and the caliber of stars. And the whole thing is just a perfect time, I think. A perfect time for it. So I look forward to them works.
I'll probably still have these movie tickets too sitting in my waiting some, to go when those come out.
Some new classics.
What else are we gonna talk about? Didn't have too much more.
Well, I don't know if we was gonna touch on the didn't touch on the title stuff, or
we did not.
We gonna speak on it, or
that.
Should we even speak on it? Just
I'll let you speak on it. You kind of ran into that first.
Yeah. Let me make sure I'm looking at it right so I can articulate it appropriately. Just for a moment here, as that funky bass line gives you life. Yeah, pretty much allegations over streaming numbers at Jay-Z's title are probed. In that particular report, I think that's Bloomberg as my source. Norway is investigating allegations over whether streaming numbers were inflated at Tidal. As we know, a subscription-based music and video streaming service owned by rapper Jay-Z. Okay. The investigations follow ongoing reports by Norwegian newspaper Dagens Næringsliv, something like that. And that the music streaming service has inflated its listening numbers as artists such as Beyonce and Kanye West. Tidal is not a suspect in the underlying investigation, which is said by a spokeswoman for the company, and that, quote unquote, we're communicating with Orkerum. We are aware, at least, and I guess that's the law enforcement for that, I'm not sure, but they say we are aware that at least one person we suspected of theft has been questioned. It says the Norwegian Authority for Investigation of Economic and Environmental Crime, so I guess that's an Orkerum, received allegations from Norwegian artist associations claiming potential loss of income from the manipulation of streaming data. Said it has been made known through media coverage that the reports relate to Tidal's streaming service and a subscription that someone has manipulated the numbers of plays on some songs. Orkerum attorney Elizabeth Horvold Lervik said in emailed comments. It says Orkram also said it had initiated an investigation to confirm or deny the alleged manipulation, according to Harbo Lervik, and declined to give any further details on the investigation. Tidal's lawyer said that Tidal was not suspected or charged. Berg declined to give any further comments. And in the end, as we know, or it's been reported, Jay-Z acquired Tidal in 2014 in a $56 million deal that gives his peers a greater share of the proceeds from streaming services, which now account for more than half of all U.S. record industry sales.
Wow.
During a presentation in 2015, he introduced fellow artists such as Rihanna and Alicia Keys as co-owners.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
The services have failed to rival platforms such as Spotify, Technology SA, and Apple Music, and in 2017, Sprint Corporation acquired a 33% stake, following reports that Tidal was in discussions with Apple about a sale, according to the Wall Street Journal. Basically, what keeps Jay-Z somewhat out of hot water of this is that after a year of buying Tidal, that he sent a letter to previous owners, Skibisked ASA, I hope I pronounced that correctly, and that's a Norwegian media company, accusing that seller of overstating subscriber numbers at the time of the deal. So, you know, a year after Jay-Z or Hov got that company, he did send a letter, I guess, after his team had crunched the numbers. And it says the latest complaints come from the Norwegian Copyright and Music Associations following the investigation published in 2018. It says the newspaper, along with Norwegian University of Science and Technology, analyzed data claimed to be Tidal's raw streaming data. The university produced a report that concluded there had been manipulation of that data at particular times. So, you know, time will tell how far that it actually goes. But Jay-Z seems to have somewhat covered his...
Because I feel like we talked about something about that, like the first time.
I think it was, you might be right.
It was out there where they were saying that Jay-Z was inflating numbers for him and Beyonce and Kanye.
Right.
Or something. But who's to say that any of those music streaming companies couldn't do that?
Right. You right. Well, whatever kind
paid
of
to do it,
mathematical formula they're putting together to account for streaming numbers and what that represents.
All that stuff could be inflated for all we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then, like Boogie was saying, some of it really is getting played and streamed over and over and over. Think about like the DJs that are playing it, or even the rappers that might be freestyling or whatever. Or just if you just love the song, you might just have that thing on repeat.
Right.
So,
it's real.
I don't know. You never know.
Yeah, it's bananas. It's bananas.
Yeah, man. You know what? It's getting late. I think we can go ahead and wrap this.
Amen. You know, it's like, you know, it's still early in the year. There's a lot that can or cannot happen.
Right.
And, you know, just keep it nice and light. Call it an eve. Wish peace, love, tranquility, prosperity to all those listening in the Lounge Talk podcast, you know.
Thank you for rocking with us. If you've been rocking since episode number one, you are really the VIP. Thank you very much. And here we are, episode number 71.
Yes.
And we're going to keep this thing rocking with your girl, Ann Carter, DJ L Boogie, and
your boy, Brother Jay.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
Follow us on Instagram at The Lounge Radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Mrs. Ann Carter. Hit the email up, loungetalkradioshow@gmail.com. Send your song submissions. Show us some love.
Get your roll on. I don't your shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let a thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Favo. And you're showing off, but it's alright. And you're showing off, but it's alright. What's your short life?
Show us some love. Show us some love.
Lover, you know, the one that say kids like no other. I know I got a lot of things I need to explain, but baby, you know the name, and love is about pain. So stop the complaints and drop the order of restraint. Sex life's a game, so back me down in the paint. I can't wait no more, cause it's about a quarter past three, and sure days I mean, I got the Bentley Ballet, and I'm just outside of Jersey, past the Palisades, and I love to see that boots and shades, spread out on the bed while I'm yanking your braids. Thug style, you never thought I'd make you smile while I'm smacking your ass and hitting you all wild. We share something so rare, but who cares? You can, baby.
I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time. And I how to fix it and I'll do that. Cause I need you back. Ever since you've been gone,
I've been running through
all these girls, they don't compare to you. The way you do that shit back, things so fast, they don't do it like you. And girl, I know it's wrong, but I'm still stuck on before I took them off. You said I wanna get to know you.
Just to prove it tonight. So show me that. Show me that. Show me that.
Cause you got a huge thing. And if you could get it and fit it in touche, I ain't never scared. Ooh, I like the way that you keep it up all night. You make me feel it in places that I never felt this way inside. That dick the greatest of all time. You are the greatest of all time. I like to give you a hard time. Tell me again that it's all mine.
Yeah, 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 lounge talk, lounge
talk. Yeah. And just to get it well tonight, I'm gonna spin it. Oh, yeah, all this money on her. All this money on her. With a nail so fat like that, I'ma spend this money on her. Yeah, now go on and drop it low for me, baby. The twirl slow with the heels on. Yeah, down till it looks so right.
Instagram.
Hey.
Instagram.
All right.